Welcome back to another episode of the KKLZ Morning Show.
Hey, turn it off!
With Mike O'Brien and Carla Ray.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Morning. Morning.
Rise and shine!
How come you're so talkative?
Because it's...
Talkative Tuesday.
Talkative Tuesday.
It's not a real thing.
Look, all I know is...
It's Tuesday.
People love to talk.
You put it together, you get...
Talkative
Tuesday. Oh, okay. I see what you did there.
Okay, let's get this party started.
It's showtime.
It's about 6:03, Mike and Carla Morning Show with our executive producer. I forgot, Carla, that he got a promotion
in Chicago.
Oh, really? Yeah. Oh, okay. Okay, cool. When did that happen?
It was when we were walking out to go get dinner.
Okay.
I got promoted on the way out.
All right. Whatever. Good.
That whole weekend's a little blurry to me, but...
Good, really?
Morty is here this morning. It is Tuesday morning, and thank you for all the... The Facebook pictures of your dog, National Dog Day yesterday.
Oh, my gosh.
And they kept coming in even after we got off the air.
Yeah, they did.
And again, the pictures were great, but I thought the names were even better.
Yeah, I know. You guys come up with some great dog names. Jeez.
I don't know how you do it.
I love it.
But some of the dog names were great.
They're better than people names. They really are. They're better than our own names. My God.
I wish I had it up right now because there was one dog. And I forget his name, and I apologize, but he was wearing one of those hats, and it fit him perfectly.
Yeah.
Believe it or not. And I looked at the picture, and I said, that I can go with.
There.
When you start dressing them up and putting masks on them and stuff like that.
You don't know. You don't know.
Then
when
I feel
bad
for the
dog. Animal, you have to have fun with them. They love being dressed up.
Do they really?
They love it.
Okay.
They love wearing sunglasses and leather jackets. They love it. They love it. Yeah, we got some great ones. We really did. If you want to just have a good smile, go and check them out. There's Leona and Ruby and Striker and
Bugsy.
I don't know. And yeah, they're just great names.
In fact, when we talked to Paula Abdul, she said, okay, I paint their nails.
Yeah, but I wouldn't.
But I do not put dresses
on them. Don't dress
them
up. So. That's just crazy talk.
Sunshine today, warming up to 109, 107 tomorrow, 84 now. Your first chance to win that 7-day Alaskan cruise. We'll get to that after your first take of some entertainment news.
Yeah, well, the VMAs, they're all abuzz over those. And the last season for this show on HBO.
All right, more on that and other stories after REO Speedwagon. Keep on loving you, 96.3 KKLZ.
All right, are we ready?
It's time for Carla's Take.
Sounds super.
On 96.3 KKLZ.
Well, this will be the last season for the HBO series Ballers. I actually just started watching it. Just saw the first episode. Now, fans of The Rock, of course, you can just see him in, you know, every movie ever made.
Anything.
Right now, if you miss him, pretty
right.
much. I've loved that series, actually, a lot. Have you watched it, Morgan?
Yeah, I love it.
Yeah, I really like it a lot. I actually will miss that. It's fun. It's funny. It's very real also, I think, when it comes to the NFL. I think it's very real. Taylor Swift, now the highest paid woman in music, made $185 million over the past year. Beyonce came in second, less than half of that. Now, I don't know if she actually did a tour last year or not, but she made only $81 million last year. Rihanna, $62 million, came in third. The VMAs were on last night. John Travolta needs to just not do awards shows anymore because he just screws everything up
right.
and he looks creepy. That's my opinion. Almost gave Taylor Swift's award. One of her songs has to do with acceptance and equality, and so she had a bunch of, like, the LGBTQ community come on stage. Well, he also gave her almost gave her award away to a drag queen and because he thought it was her and didn't. He's... After the whole Idina Menzel, I mean, Adeem Dazelle or Mandel, I don't even know what he did at the Oscars
and
that
then
year.
They tried to make He's fun so, of the screw-up.
Yes, he tried to make fun of it, and then he screwed up again, basically.
And then he screwed that up.
Yeah, and then he dropped the F-bomb, and he just stop, John.
Yeah.
Stop. But they did it because he's from New Jersey.
Mm-hmm.
Queen Latifah is from New Jersey.
Yeah.
So they gave out the award. Fine. There got to be other people from Jersey besides John Travolta.
That's it.
Oy vey. Missy Elliott, I think her performance was the best one of the night.
Gosh.
It was amazing.
Can I tell you, after our segment the other day,
I didn't watch
it.
You
thought
did?
She was pretty good.
Oh, she was amazing. Amazing. Miley sang her new song, Slide Away. Taylor, of course, opening the show. It was a, I thought it was a good show. I liked it. I like those shows.
Yeah.
And YouTube has released its Songs of the Summer list. Old Town Road is number one. Number two, globally.
Right.
The number one song, Senorita, by Shawn Mendes and Camila Cabello. And I have that song downloaded on my iPod. I love that song. Don't ask me why, but I love it. Because apparently I'm 12. Apparently I'm 12 years old. I love it.
Big summer songs.
Yes, big summer song. Old Town Road is just a huge song. Whether you like it or not, it's huge.
Which one do you want?
It's this one. You can wait. You can wait. Okay. I'm just saying that.
Well, here's a little bit of that.
It's just huge. That's the one.
Is this with Billy Ray Cyrus?
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah. And do I like it? Morty and I were talking about it. It's just infectious.
It's an earworm song.
Yes.
And this was number one, the number one summer song?
This is the summer song, boy. Yep, no. It sure is.
Old Town Road.
It's got to be.
Okay.
It's got to be. We'll play the other one later, the one that is number one globally, and you'll understand why. It's a good song. It's catchy. Senorita.
Here you go. Your first chance to score that 7-day Alaskan cruise from Scenic Brewing Company during the 96 days of summer. You know what we're looking for? Street address, city, state, zip code, and what you think might be in my pocket. No, it's not a rabbit's foot, money clip, baseball, roll of lifesavers, harmonica, glasses, kazoo. All guesses yesterday, but if you want to dial it up, ninth caller, you got to be over 25 years of age or older. Do it at 702-739-9636. Good luck.
96.3 KKLZ presents the 96 Days of Summer, sponsored by Scenic Brewing Company. You can win an amazing Alaskan luxury cruise for two if you can tell us where to find Mike from the Mike and Carla Morning Show. Location.
Carla, we have Stacy on the phone. Stacy, you know how to do it. Street address, city, state, zip code. And to win that 7-day Alaskan cruise from Scenic Brewing Company, tell us what you think is in my pocket.
Okay, so it's 6135 East Street, Springfield, Oregon, 97478. And I think insect repellent is in your pocket.
That's a cool guess.
It is.
But not right.
Nope. Nope.
All right. 4 out of 5. Your next chance to guess. We'll do that in the 8 o'clock hour. For everybody else, it's never too late to get in the game. If you want to see the vacation photo we're talking about, get the rules, details, text the word cruise right now to 702-739-9636. And by the way, don't forget tomorrow night, Scenic Brewing Company, 6 to 8, that final bonus clue.
Yes.
Stacy, that will really help you guess what's in my pocket.
I'll be there. Thanks, guys.
Any money, 2 tickets to paradise, and of course, boy oh boy, our hearts go out and thoughts go out to him because he announced he had stage 4 cancer. Stage 4 cancer.
Right.
And that's why he had to drop off the Rick Springfield tour, cancel dates, and our hopes that he can beat this.
Yeah, I mean, I hope so. He announced it on his reality show, so it, you know, and I don't know when that was taped, but, you know, we'll see what happens.
626, Mike and Carla Morning Show. Talking about the MTV Awards, and our good friend Sebastian Maniscalco was the host.
Yeah.
Being from New Jersey, of course.
I know. I don't know that they need a host either. I don't know that any of these shows need hosts anymore.
Thought he did a pretty good job. He's in town. In fact, Wendy Rush will have tickets to give away to go see him. But you mentioned the MTV Awards. Taylor Swift, of course, opened the show. Was a big production, as they always are with the opening number.
And
sounded good. Let me see who else here I have. I have Miley Cyrus. You mentioned Miley Cyrus.
Yeah,
here's her performance. Song Slide Away.
She sounded great. She really did.
And then you had put in here, who is this? Oh, Shawn Mendes.
Shawn Mendes and Camila Cabello. And this is the song that you know, worldwide is the number one summer song.
I love it when you call me, naughty, was your number one summer song growing up that you remember as a definitive summer song?
I gotta think back. I really do.
Maybe when you were a senior in high school?
Yeah. Yeah, I got to think about that one.
All right.
Seems like a long time.
As you do, everybody else, do the same. What was your definitive summer song?
Oh, I know what it was.
You're listening to the Mike and Carla Morning Show.
Yeah! Let's get crazy!
96.3 KKLZ.
So it came out that the down the old country road or something like that.
Old town road.
Number one summer song this summer.
Yes.
Around the world, big song.
No, actually, that's here globally.
Globally,
it was Señorita or Señorita.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
So we wanted to know what your your definitive summer song was, probably going back to your senior year in high school or what you remember. One specific summer.
One that really sticks out for you.
Okay.
You know?
If I did it, I'd have to go back to 1973 and this was it.
Plucked her eyebrows on the way, shaved her legs, and then he was a she. She says, hey, babe, take a walk on the wild side.
Lou Reed.
Said, hey, honey. Take a walk on the wild side.
It was just that weird enough to where we go.
It was such a cool song.
And it can still be a modern song, too.
Oh, yeah. It's such a cool song still.
Yeah. But when I think about summer, it was 1965. We took that road vacation, that family vacation.
Mm-hmm.
And this was the song I still remember to this day playing everywhere on the radio. Such a happy song.
Yeah.
It was the Wii 5.
Yes, it was.
1965.
Wow.
They were happy times.
They were.
Jeez.
All right. So here's Carla's summer song. Listen to this.
Yes.
You do love Rick Springfield.
I do, man.
And this might be the reason why.
It's when he was on General Hospital and all that. Oh, yeah.
And he just turned 70 this week.
Yes, he did.
And then we take a big leap.
To
Morty's
great
summer song.
Though, man.
Here's the song for Morty.
It ain't no joke. I like to buy the world a toke. And teach the world to sing in perfect harmony. And teach the world to snuff.
Walking on the sun. It is a great song.
Yeah.
This was your summer song, huh?
Yep.
Wow.
Cool.
And then John Schaefer, of course.
Ah, this song.
What were you, a senior in high school or?
The summer after I graduated, yeah.
Yeah. Such a cool song.
This song. It is a great song.
Oh, wait, I'm not in the motels, am I?
Yeah, but try to pick their key.
Hey, John, you know who sings this song?
Yeah.
Let's keep it that way.
Okay. Anybody else?
We're going to be at our end of summer bash,
I know.
Man.
Looking forward to it.
Yeah.
Sorry you can't make it, John, but we will tell them. Number one summer song for John Schaefer. What is your summer song? 702-739-9636. You can call or text. Either way, we'd love to hear from you. I'm still taking your texts. Your summer song. Carla, you'll like this. This goes back to 1992.
Few people who said this was their summer song, which is interesting because Old Town Road, of course, Billy Ray Cyrus.
All right. And the other one you'll love, guy texted in from 19, what was his, 60? A song your dad put out with the Gaylords. That was his summer song.
Oh, man. There's a story. Songs in Italian and American, some of those songs.
Right.
That was in like 1960.
Wow. That had to be a nice feeling to hear that again,
like,
huh?
What?
657, and it's Lionel Richie.
We've been talking about those summer songs all morning long. We got this one, Mike. A couple people mentioned Kaja Goo Goo, Too Shy.
Why are aren't they going to be at the end of Summer Bash?
I know it. That would be so cool. Boys of Summer, of course, Don Henley.
Yeah.
That's a huge summer song.
And the list goes on.
Yeah, it does.
Sunshine, high 109 today, 107 tomorrow. Got a little warm yesterday.
Okay.
It's about 85 outside right now. Just a few things we think you should know. Got that coming up after Michael Jackson, Don't Stop Till You Get Enough.
Just a few things Mike and Carla think you should know.
Here we go.
On 96.3 KKLZ.
And by the way, if you wanted to celebrate, I'm sorry I didn't remind people, it is World Rock, Paper, Scissors Day today.
Nice.
So, yeah. So try to win one of those games.
You want to go a couple of rounds?
You know, I found out a long time ago that pretty much everything beats, there's like one that pretty much beats everything.
And is Dynamite?
Yeah. It's like every time if you play with the right people. Oh, no, but scissors. No, you didn't win. No, but I did because scissors can, can crush rock if you hit it hard enough. Oh, shut up. Shut up. What are you, in kindergarten? Shut up, brat. KFC, this came out yesterday, and I don't think we mentioned it on the air, so I do want to mention they are going to test a plant-based chicken breast in light of everything that's going on with Popeyes and all of that.
Oh.
It's beyond fried chicken. And I mention that because studies have come out now, and scientists say that a plant-based diet greatly reduces heart disease.
Oh.
And if everybody cut back on meat once or twice a week, that our planet would last light years beyond where it's going right now. So a lot of people, vegans, it's not that. A lot of people just, like Morty, you eat it. You eat the Beyond once in a while.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. It's good.
Who's coming out with this?
KFC.
Oh, okay.
KFC, and they'll do well. They'll do well with it. Bluebell Ice Cream Lickers, if you want a new flavor to open up and lick at the store. Now, I'm not saying do that, but you know you're going to do it.
Attention, all you ice cream lickers.
Idiots. They're the ones who put the lock on it. They're coming out with a new flavor for the fall. It's called Salted Caramel Cookie. There is caramel ice cream, vanilla cream-filled cookies, and salted caramel swirl. Oh, my gosh. Wow, that sounds decadent.
Well, if you're going to lick something.
That's the one to lick right there.
And
Nissan. Mike, you'll like this. They've developed smart golf balls. They have little electric motors and sensors that work with, like, overhead cameras to make sure they can always find a hole. Are you kidding me? I'll tell you some other things that need that sensor.
There are so many ways we can go with this. And golf not being one.
No, not at all.
And either way, it's right. Cheating.
Yes, it is. Well,
no matter what you're...
It is. You're cheating. This is what they use in their self-driving cars. This is the same technology that they use for that. So I guess is there nothing that we do on our own now?
No.
Nothing.
No, we need help in every way, shape, and form.
Man, well, there you go. If you want smart golf balls, always find your hole. By God. Way to go, Nissan, for ruining it for everyone.
And the Summer Bash happening Saturday, September 7th, downtown Las Vegas Event Center. Lost 80s Live Tour. 16 big bands playing the hits of the 80s and more. Probably one of your summer songs.
Oh, gosh, yeah.
No doubt.
Mm-hmm.
And if you want to win tickets, we have those to give away a little bit later on this morning at about 8:40. Of course, if you want to figure out how to be a VIP through Timbers, or Speedy Mart, you can check out our website at 96.3kklz.com. Mom and Dad, if you have young kids, listen up. How do you feel about this?
Oh, man. So I know pumpkin spice comes out today at Starbucks. That's
big news.
But I'm just wondering, and I know a lot of kids were excited about it. Kids, but I was in Starbucks the other day getting me my little iced tea. And there are these kids ordering coffee. I have a friend, 10 years old, her granddaughter, 10 years old.
Yeah.
Ordering the Nitro. Now
what is that?
It's exactly what you think it is, Mike. It's coffee that comes out of a tap, first of all. It's like a beer. They do it out of a tap. And it's really good, but it's so high in caffeine that you can only get up to a grande. You can't get a venti. You can't get a large one.
Wow.
Because there's so much caffeine in it. It's like twice the amount of caffeine, apparently, than is in cold brew, your cold brew coffee. So you
and
can
this
only
10-year-old
get,
is ordering it?
Ordering a Nitro. A Nitro. No, nothing in it. a nitro.
But a nitro by itself.
Nitro by itself, yeah. But I mean, not even cutting it with cream or anything like that. Wow. Just a nitro cold brew. And you know I'm like extremely open-minded, right, and whatever. But is that like 10 years old? Seriously? You're sucking down nitro? I mean, caffeine, like, through the roof. When I was a kid, if we drank coffee, I mean, we didn't get to.
Right.
We just didn't get to. I wanted it, and my parents would try to fool me and put, like, a teaspoon in my milk, and I'd think, I'm drinking coffee.
Yeah.
But you might as well have been smoking or you know, sucking on a piece of charcoal, because you weren't drinking coffee as
Now, this kid was with their grandparent?
Yes. Yes, with their grandparent.
So maybe the grandparent thinks, well, it's not my kid. It's my I'm the grandparent.
Yeah,
I'm
we just
treat.
Won't tell. Your mom won't tell your mom. Yeah.
Wow. See, parents, how old do your kids have to be to start ordering this type of coffee?
I mean, am I the
only... Or coffee only?
Yeah.
I mean, or,
am I the only idiot? I mean, seriously, do I? Am I? I mean, I'm not... Listen, I know what kids do and drink and smoke. I know. But this, for some reason, this just seems so out there to me.
Just bothered you?
It does bother me. It bothers me a lot.
702-739-9636. At what age do you allow your kids to start drinking this stuff?
Yeah.
You know, the coffee, the caffeine, all this other stuff that normally would just be reserved for parents and
for adults. Like,
so. All right, dial up or text. We'd love to hear from you.
You're listening to the Mike and Carla Morning Show on 96.3 KKLZ.
So we just want to know, as a parent, or even a grandparent in this case, at what age do you allow your kids to start drinking the coffee?
Yeah.
Like you had said, you were at Starbucks, and here's Grandma saying, yeah, get the little kid a nitro.
Yeah. Yeah. I just don't know how. Whatever. Maybe I'm... old school, not old fashioned, just old school.
So
we just didn't drink coffee when we were kids.
What age do you start allowing the kids to drink coffee or those energy drinks?
This is funny. This was probably you, Mike. One of our listeners said, my daughter bugged me over and over to taste my coffee. So I gave her a sip when she was 5 years old. She spit it out, never asked again, just didn't like it. Not a coffee drinker now. Yes, exactly. Now, some of our other listeners, now one of our listeners said, I used to drink Sanka with my grandmother.
Well.
When I was a kid.
Be honest. I don't know if that's real coffee.
Yeah, that was the instant.
But yeah,
you put a teaspoon in water. And
hot water then until it's dark.
And then you just stir it. And presto, you got coffee.
And you have coffee. Now, Mike wrote in, this is interesting. He said, you know, I probably should mind my business, as you guys should, too, about parenting.
Right.
But in honor of the discourse and some of the restrictions on consumption, they're arbitrary. He said sometimes the FDA regulations and physician recommendations for nutrition are not bribe-proof. Oh. So why help your kid find things like that? Instead, you should have them become adults and let them try things and see what they think. I get it.
Wow. Well.
I get it. But he calls it... performative adulthood. Mike, I don't know what you're talking about.
I didn't,
but
that whole thing was just in the foreign language.
What are you?
Way too smart
Carl
for this
Young?
Show.
What are you doing?
Gene, what about you?
My kid is 17 and I don't allow him to drink nitros nor coffees.
Yeah.
Like coffee, like the regular coffee. He's 17.
But does he drink those energy drinks? Tell me he doesn't drink those.
No.
Okay.
Not at all.
Here's the thing. I'm not being that, you shouldn't be drinking coffee. It's that thing where we all know how you get addicted to caffeine and, man. Yeah. And then you just need more and more and more, right?
Right.
Just like you said, it's better, you know, it's just like saying that you're giving your kid cigarette or, tobacco.
Right.
No, not at all.
All right, Gene, have a great day. Janet, what do you think? How young do you start letting your kids drink the coffee, nitro, or otherwise?
I think 11, because my son drinks those energy drinks, like the Rebels and all those.
He's
already drinking coffee, which helps because he does have ADHD, so it does balance him out a little bit, so he's not too crazy. Because they say we have ADHD to give him out and do, but he drinks coffee and he does just fine.
And see, now we don't know their situation, so...
Yeah, well, yeah.
And I don't deal with a kid who has that, so I don't know, but...
Wow, okay.
And it worked, but it works for him, right?
He was 11, yeah.
Right.
It worked.
Okay, thank you for the call.
That Alaskan cruise from Scenic Brewing Company up for grabs. Your next chance to win coming up in about 10, 15 minutes from now. We'll give you another guess and then let you guess and hopefully figure out what's in my pocket. All right, details on our website, 96.3kklz.com. People still texting and calling about the coffee thing and their kids.
Yeah, this was pretty funny. You know, Jackie wrote in and said, my parents used to let me drink Postum as a child, which was coffee in training, basically. Oh. When I was older, when I turned 15, my father let me drink coffee. Mm-hmm. She also went on to say, keep up your wonderful work, you guys. You keep us awake and happy. So we're kind of like caffeine, I guess, Mike. Lori says, freshman year, my mom made me drink it black the first year because I begged. Yuck. But I stuck it out till sophomore year. Then I was allowed to put creamer in it. I don't know how that happened. But she said, I'm now 50 and a day hasn't passed without my coffee. Now, a couple people are saying there's somebody who is, here we go. She said, coffee at 10 years old, that's not great. I'm in the medical field and see all sorts of problems with people that have addictions. Yes, caffeine is addictive. My son didn't start till he was 20. And now at 22, he says he wishes he had never started drinking coffee. We all know how we feel when we miss a cup of coffee. People who drink coffee, I mean, it's bad.
See, I have to be careful because I don't have a dog in this fight because I don't drink coffee.
Right.
I've never had a cup of coffee.
Right. Do you have to have a soda?
Well, right now I've cut back. Okay, I probably will have maybe a couple of diet sodas as opposed to before.
Right. Okay. But
when
you
I go through...
do you crave it in the morning?
I used to.
Okay.
Not
okay,
anymore.
Well, then that's good.
I'm down to maybe one or two a day as opposed to when I was really, you know, heavier.
I've never been a big soda fan. I crave one once in a while.
Right.
Love it. But yeah, she said, how do you expect a 10-year-old to deal with,
I used to get headaches and stuff like that.
See, that was caffeine. That was caffeine, probably.
The sunshine and hot today, 109. This afternoon, 107 tomorrow, 89 outside right now. And Carla's take on some entertainment news coming up here in a bit.
No pressure. She is going to play First Lady Michelle Obama in a new series.
All right,
you might
we'll
like
get
this.
To that. All right. More on that and other stories after Belinda Carlisle. Mad about you.
All right, are we ready?
Yeah. It's time for Carla's Take.
Sounds super.
On 96.3 KKLZ.
Well, she got away with murder for several seasons. Now Viola Davis will play First Lady Michelle Obama. It's a new Showtime series called First Ladies. The first season will chronicle the lives of Eleanor Roosevelt, Betty Ford, and Michelle Obama.
Mm-hmm.
Sounds good. They say they're going, you know, into some other rooms in the White House to kind of get their take on things. It sounds really interesting, and Showtime's doing it. It'll probably be pretty darn good. The female celebrities men are most likely to fantasize about. Scarlett Johansson, Jennifer Aniston, and Jennifer Lawrence. Us, ladies, we chose Channing Tatum, Ryan Gosling, and Adam Levine. One out of all of those. Adam Levine. Okay.
You don't fantasize about Adam Levine?
I think he seems like a cool enough guy. No, he weighs like 80 pounds. He can't hit a note. Sorry, ladies. But no, Ryan Gosling, sure. Yeah. Why not? Channing Tatum, whatever, you know. But no Scarlett?
No.
Morty?
I can see it, but no.
Jennifer Aniston?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay, yeah. Me too. Jennifer Lawrence?
Yes. Okay. But I do in a way, but then there's a... Then I, as a guy...
Yeah.
I think she's a little...
A little
how do you
crazy.
Do it? How do you?
A little bit of,
yeah.
A little crazy.
Yeah. To where it might not be worth it.
Yeah, that could be. That could
be. Jennifer Aniston, all I do is watch that one segment of We Are the Millers. We're the Millers.
Oh, yeah.
And then that's it.
The striptease.
Yeah. Well, you didn't have to say it, but yes.
Yeah, well, no, I don't know
that's
if people know. Because there are several of them where she, she could be hot, but yeah.
What's the movie about?
That was like, I know. One of the funniest movies. Eddie Murphy will host Saturday Night Live in December. It'll be his first time since 1984. They have a really cool lineup so far. Other hosts this season will include Woody Harrelson, Kristen Stewart, David Harbour from Stranger Things. Taylor Swift will be, of course, one of the musical guests. Camila Cabello. They have some good things lined up for some of those first shows already. So.
Awesome.
Yeah.
All right. Right now, dial it up, 702-739-9636. Going to give you that chance to win that seven-day Alaskan cruise. Chill out during the 96 days of summer from Scenic Brewing Company. City, state, zip code, street address, okay, and what you actually think is in my pocket. All right? Caller number 9 got to be over 25 years of age or older, so good luck.
96.3 KKLZ presents the 96 Days of Summer, sponsored by Scenic Brewing Company. You can win an amazing Alaskan luxury cruise for two if you can tell us where to find Mike from the Mike and Carla Morning Show.
Location. Carla, we got Gene on the phone. Gene, you've done this before, so in order, street address, city, state, zip code, and take a guess to win that seven-day Alaskan cruise from Scenic Brewing Company. Figure out what's in my pocket. Go ahead.
Okay, 6135 East Street, Springfield, Oregon, 97478, and I'm going to guess a bottle opener.
That's a pretty good guess.
It is.
Not close, but a good guess.
Oh.
4 out of 5. Now, listen, don't forget tomorrow your final bonus clue that will really help you figure out what's in my pocket. We're going to be at Scenic Brewing Company, 8410 West DI, from 6 to 8. Not to mention, we're going to give away those tickets for Journey. Never too late to get in the game for everybody else. Check out the vacation photo we're talking about, plus the rules and details about the 96 Days of Summer at 96.3kklz.com.
Thank you.
It's the Mike and Carla Morning Show.
The greatest
of all time.
No, not.
Awkward moment.
On 96.3 KKLZ.
Looking forward to the second annual Mike and Carla's End of Summer Bash. It's going to be Saturday, September 7th, downtown Las Vegas Event Center. Lost 80s Live Tour, the biggest 80s party of the year. And we have tickets to give away. It's presented by Fiddly Toyota. Here you go. All you have to do is identify each 80s TV theme.
Okay.
By title of the TV show.
Yes, TV show.
In order, and you're a winner. Here's theme number 1. All right, theme number 2. And theme number 3. All right.
All right.
All TV shows like by it. Title in order. If it went by too fast, here it is again. Number 1. Number 2. And number 3. If you can identify all 3 TV show themes by title of the TV show. That's all we're looking for. We'll get through news and weather, then start looking for caller number 9, 702-739-9636. Got the phone lines on hold right now, so be patient. We'll unleash them here in just a couple of minutes, but good luck. Giving you a chance to win those tickets for End of Summer Bash. All you have to do is identify all 3 TV shows by their theme. Here's number 1. Number 2. And number 3. All right, we have Rich on the phone. Rich, can you do it? Give it a shot.
Fame, Miami Vice, and Perfect Strangers.
Ooh. That last one. Try again on that last one, Rich.
Karen, go ahead. Give it a shot. All 3 TV shows in order.
Okay, first one, Flapjack. Second one, Miami Vice.
And what's the third one?
L.A. Law.
Ooh, 1 out of 3. Two out of three.
The first one. Try again on the first one, Karen.
And go ahead. Wrap this up. Name all 3 TV shows in order.
All right. Fame, Miami Vice, and L.A. Law.
Yes.
That's
there you
it,
go.
Right there. Good job.
You got the tickets. End of Summer Bash presented by Fiddly Toyota. It's happening over at the downtown Las Vegas Event Center Saturday, September 7th. It's going to be the biggest 80s party ever.
And it's my husband's birthday.
Awesome. Woo-hoo.
Tickets from the Keller Cooling and Heating Prize Closet. Hang on the line. We'll tell you how to pick them up. Thanks. And thank you for listening to the Mike and Carla Morning Show.
Always.
It's Mike and Carla's Other News.
Here's some of the other news that we think you should be aware of. If you're on Twitter, the big debate right now, whether you wash the bottoms of your plates or not after you're done eating.
Yeah.
Yes. You wash the bottom of your plates?
Yes, I do.
You do?
Yes. I wash my whole plate, and even if I'm sticking it in the dishwasher, I wash my plates.
There's a lot of people that think that's unnecessary.
Okay, well.
What if you're stacking it on another dirty plate?
Yeah, exactly.
That's what I do. Or we just throw the paper plates away.
Yeah, there you go.
The paper plates.
Being fancy schmancy as we are.
Wait a minute. If you wash your regular plate or paper plates?
No, paper plates. I'm saying we use paper plates a lot.
Okay, got it. I was like, wait, well, hold on.
However.
Got it. I got it.
I don't think a lot of people have seen me do this, but I try and save my paper plates.
I know you do.
Wipe them down.
And we're talking even the cheap ones.
Not the Dixies?
Yeah. Yes. No. Ones that come like 4,000 for $1.50.
That's that sound you hear in the back of the building when I get a new order.
Yes.
There's Mike's pallet of plates.
Yeah. Or that crash. What happened?
You two have your big roll of toilet paper.
Yeah.
Let me have my paper plates.
And Mike's got one paper plate.
Forever plate.
I love it. Yes. I love it.
It's been a good plate. Guy in Washington had his truck stolen over the weekend, but it turns out it was stolen while he was across the street robbing a store.
Oh, okay.
Is nothing sacred anymore?
No, it's not. No.
So he was arrested for burglary. The cops are still trying to track down whoever stole his truck.
Okay.
So there's no code. I thought the thieves had a code.
I know. I thought so too. Oh, whoa, dude. I'm sorry.
Is he supposed to put a note?
You're in the middle of a robbery. I'm so sorry. No, hang on to your truck. I'm so sorry.
My bad.
Gotcha. Yeah, power to the criminal. Sure, whatever. Oh, my gosh. Well, some guy in Tulsa, you know, we should play this sound. Just the noise, the effect, I should say. He attacked a gas station security guard by swinging a didgeridoo at him. Do you know what that is?
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. I didn't know anybody had didgeridoos anymore. Then the security guard...
I thought you were just happy to see me.
Yeah. Is that a didgeridoo? Well, it didn't matter because the security guard shot him in the groin.
See,
geez.
He brought a didgeridoo to a gunfight.
Yeah, you don't do that. You do not do that. Yeah, exactly. Yes. Yeah. Hey! Don't shoot me in the groin. I have a didgeridoo. Exactly. Jeez. And Marty, you'll like this. A group of bears broke into two rental vans in Gatlinburg, Tennessee. Nicole and her family, they were unpacking for their vacation when her grandson said, there are bears outside, and they got into the rental vans. All they stole were Pop-Tarts. That's all they did. They literally got the Pop-Tarts and said, see ya. No damage. Nothing. That was it.
And they had to look for those.
Yes, I know. Well, here's like 450 of them at this guy's house. Come on over here. No, his dog won't bite you. Don't worry about that.
Yeah, he'll open the door for you.
He's sleeping. Exactly. Yeah. It is Tuesday. That's your other news.
Makes me feel good.
Good people makes me feel good.
It's Mike and Carla's feel-good story that we like to call...
Tell me something good.
These stories, because guess what? We're all going to be old people. We know it's easy to root for a winner, right? But you got to be a diehard fan to pull for those not so great teams. Mike, myself, Morty, I think you, I think you have okay teams.
Yeah.
99-year-old Catherine Kyle lives in Pittsburgh, and she's been a lifelong Pirates fan. They haven't won a World Series in 40 years. They've made it to the playoffs a few times. For her birthday, her family took her to her very first Pirates game this past weekend. She watched them on TV a lot with her late husband. Never been to a game at PNC Park, their existing park. Three River Stadium, they played there till 2001. Never went to a game at Forbes Field, where they played from 1909 to 1970.
Could have gone to every field,
yes,
every park.
She could have. She's been alive that long, but nope. You know, she has a cousin who knew someone, who had season tickets. Well, they were able to get a few more. She went with her family, 16 family members, Saturday. Her kids, grandkids, great-grandkids. Before the game, she said the part she was looking forward to the most was singing Take Me Out to the Ball Game for the seventh inning stretch, which she did. And now the Pirates are last in their division right now, but she didn't care. And they came up big on Saturday because they crushed the Reds 14-0. So
nice. So win-win.
Yeah, exactly. How cool is that? Man.
I hope my life's that simple.
That same here. Though now I'm afraid she's going to be like, can we get tickets again? Yeah. Everybody get me tickets again.
That's a great story.
Oh,
that's why we tell everybody, if you know of a great story, a feel-good story, whether it has to do with you, your family, maybe a friend, coworker, submit it through the Mike and Carla Morning Show page at 96.3kklz.com. 9:38, getting ready to kick off the 96-minute Morning Music Marathon. Wendy Rush coming in. She'll have another chance for you to win tickets for Sebastian Maniscalco, who hosted the MTV Awards last night. He's over at Caesar's Palace. He'll have those for you. She'll have those for you. Plus, another chance to guess and win that seven-day Alaskan cruise during the 96 days of summer. Do that in the noon hour. Otherwise, a recap of this show. Summer songs.
Yeah.
Did you have one that still to this day, when you hear it, it just reminds you of that one summer?
I love yours. I love it.
Take a walk on the wild side.
Yeah, it's a great song still.
Talked about caffeine and kids.
Mm-hmm.
And you know what? Paper plates. Sorry.
Oh, well, I agree.
Oh, yeah, I agree.
From the two that have the biggest roll of toilet papers.
Yeah, whatever.
And overstocked on Pop-Tarts.
Well, Morty and I can, you know, spare a square for you to dry off your paper plate after you rinse it.
Don't think I wouldn't take it. You have a great day. Be careful. Be safe. Be kind to each other. We'll talk to you tomorrow morning.
The Mike and Carla Morning Show.
The greatest way to start my day.
Set the tone for the day.
If you missed the show today, catch up now. Download the Mike and Carla Morning Show podcast, as well as showbiz news, interviews, and more at 96.3kklz.com or on the KKLZ app on iTunes or Google Play stores. The fun returns tomorrow morning at 5 a.m. on 96.3kklz.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.